podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sleep Suplex Retweet.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Saturday Draft Live. I am your host for today, Jack Graham. I hope you've all had an amazing week and an electrifying week, as we have been having The Rock on SmackDown a lot recently. I am joined by none other than this electrifying host himself, David Hockney. Dave, how you doing?
Oh, I think electrifying is probably the first time I've been described as. But you know what? I'm more of a Cody crybaby than a people's chump. So make of that what you will.
Well, we'll just start right into it. The folks know what's happening in this show these days, so we'll get into it. But for the first time this season, potentially, I think, Dave, we do have a top three that is all AEW scoring, obviously, hot off of Revolution. I'll lump these two picks into one because they're in the same match. And I think one might have appeared more times than the other. But the Gun Club got 11 points and the Acclaim got 13. Obviously, they were in the kind of kickoff show match together where they both won, and I think the Acclaimed appeared a couple of times as well. So they formed together. It did look like they were going up against this Undisputed Kingdom that seems to have stopped for a bit. Not sure what's happening, but for those that have the Acclaimed in the Gun Club, it's a great points for the weekend. I believe it was Stacey and Stephen have the Gun Club, The Acclaimed is with Scott and Grant. So yeah. two huge points at different kind of sides of the table here.
Yeah, this gangbang, scissoring gang, etc. is probably going to do both those teams favours, particularly if they're going to be teaming together in these mega tag team matches, etc. But the person I feel most sorry for is Jay White. Like, he's just been saddled into this tag team stuff when the guy should have been taking AEW by storm. But now all the attention seems to be focused on Kazuchika Okada, which is another gain for Stacey and Steven because he was selected round six. A very bold round six pick, but it's starting to look like that pick's going to start to do dividends and start to bump them up the table, all things considered.
It's working out all right. Well, and then for Scott and Grant again, their round two pick, Samoa Joe got a successful title defense against Swerve and Hangman Adam Page, getting 14 points for this week.
He got a tag team win with Swerve as well this past week on Dynamite.
A great week for Scott and Grant, who have been sitting pretty at the top of the table for a while. It's getting to the point that when they have their one hand on the trophy.
Yeah, they're pretty much in a very strong position. You know, we joked about, you know, them having Drew McIntyre, their team captain, as their juggernaut this season. And it is still the case, looking at the rest of the scoring. But the rest of their team, you know, because of Revolution, is starting to rack up some big points. You know, obviously, Joe and the Acclaimed getting points for Revolution. Tiffany Stratton getting a huge fanfare on SmackDown. I think she's going to go to new heights eventually. Maybe post-Mania, following the initial programs from the women's title matches. And then you've got Lyra Valkyrie and Solo just sort of bringing up the rear a little bit.
They're finding themselves in a very, very strong position. It's quite quite funny that they see, like, this week in general, also because we had the AEW pay-per-view, there's only three WWE players that have made it into the kind of our table for the top scorers of the week. And that's Finn Balor and Kabuki Warriors, both in 6 points, and Gunther as well.
Yeah, the Kabuki's got a successful defense against Lyra Valkyrie and Fallon Henley, I believe it was.
Yeah, on NXT.
And they've got another defense coming up on Monday against Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Matt Smith and I have been having some conversations over the last couple of days trying to decide what to do next. You know, the Kabuki Warriors are top scorers, 7th overall with 24.5. If we had the captaincy applied, they'd be on 49 at the minute, and that would have put us up to at least 4th place, possibly 3rd, just on the heels of yourself and the GOAT David Campbell. But we'll keep discussing. We've still got some time to deliberate.
Well, as we're on that topic of conversation right now, we'll go through the table first. Actually, we'll go through the table and then we'll have a quick discussion, Dave. So V squared, Ryan Norwegian, Gary Kernahan on 72 points. They're kind of sitting rock bottom of the table. That things haven't gone their way. And you think, take a quick look at the team. They've taken Bailey, only got 13 points this season. Evil Sky only got 8. Naomi 7, Andrade 7, Imperium 6. A standout being Bron Breakker, obviously winning the tag titles and defending them, appearing between SmackDown and NXT. That's been a great pick.
Very good pick for them.
Bailey, a Royal Rumble winner, only getting 13 points this season. It's very lackluster.
Not the best of seasons for Bailey, unfortunately, given the position she's in. She's just playing third fiddle to Seth Rollins, The Rock, Cody, and Roman, unfortunately.
It's a shame. It's a shame, but it's tough when that spotlight's on everyone. But 13 points is quite damning for a Royal Rumble winner in the road to WrestleMania season. But we'll move on, as there's a 19-point gap to next above them, the Draft Bastards of Tom Brock and Robert Shaw. And then yourself, Dave, and Matt Smith, you're 1 point ahead to the West End Booty at 94.
Mm-hmm.
The Strathclyde Bard and Bellas are 8 points ahead of yours, with 102 points. That's Stacey and Stephen Wilson. Then there's quite a gap up to myself and David Campbell in third place, the Billy Goats, on 128.5. And then again, another wee gap to the Lynchpins of Ross McLeod and Gary Morris, 145. And then a huge gap to just two guys and some dice, 181 points, Scott McLeod and Grant McRobbie. Now, that's quite a sizable gap that Scott and Grant have, especially mm-hmm. for the likes of the Lynchpins and Martin the Billy Goats as well. And it seems, as things would stand to now, it seems like they're running away, they're going to win it.
Yeah. Last to pick as well. Like, is this the first time we could see a back-to-back winner from drafting from last place?
I think it is the first time we just see a back-to-back winner in general, I think. And it'll be Grant's first time as well.
I mean, they've had an absolute steal with Drew's rise to fame following CM Punk's injury. So it's definitely a juggernaut performance that I think we can all be jealous of.
Well, the Billy Goats have had some discussions. We have decided that our balls need to get bigger. We already had big balls. We're now going to have even bigger balls. And we've only got one play we can make.
I'm sure your missus is happy with that.
Of course, absolutely. We've only got one play to make, and we are switching captaincy to none other than Sami Zayn, with a gauntlet match coming up. We're hoping that he runs the gauntlet, takes all the points, and then beats Gunther at WrestleMania. I don't imagine it'll end up with us winning the season anyway. We might get a bit closer to that first place, but it's the only play we've got that we stand a chance.
That's some big Billy Goat buzz right there. So, I mean, I can see your thinking for sure. I mean, we've seen with gauntlet performances as well, it's usually make or break when it comes to rebuilding a star. You know, we've seen it with Seth Rollins, we've seen it with Kofi Kingston. Could we see it with Sami Zayn? I think we just might, and we could see a one-on-one with Gunther versus Sami Mania, possibly with Sami dethroning the Ring General.
We need it to happen. So hopefully it comes into fruition, but we will wait and see. But Dave, it's that time of the show. You take us through do the Listeners League and the Listeners League Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So fifth place for this week, we have former winner Ross Brady with It's Always Rocky in Philadelphia, 143. Johnny Adam, fourth place, the Titus Slide, just half a point ahead on 143.5. Then we have joint second, both on 148. We have Mike Nunn and the Sports Entertainers and Bertie Llanlis with £60 million down the drain. But having a runaway performance this season in the Listeners League, it is the anomaly Colin Blackburn with Colin's Elite Squad on 195 points, largely because he is the only person in the Listeners League who selected Drew McIntyre as his round one pick. And with the captaincy applied to Drew as well, he is having a runaway success at the minute. Not to take away from the fact that he also had Liv Morgan, who got two eliminations inside the chamber, along with Randy Orton. He also got two eliminations, the Acclaimed scoring big this past week at Revolution. And then just to support me, he's also got Sami Zayn, who, as we've mentioned, is going to be in the gauntlet match. So I think he's going to keep pressing on with points there. And then his last pick, Nia Jax, who's been heavily featured on Raw, getting wins left, right, and center. I think Colin, on paper, I think has got probably one of the strongest teams I've seen of any season. And but all in all, it was a pretty pretty tame week in terms of scoring at 35 points overall. Our top scorer for this week by quite a bit was actually Simon Bell, who's all the way down in 11th place so far. So just a quick note on Simon's team. His captain, Rhea Ripley. He also has Samoa Joe with the big scoring this week. Timeless Toni Storm retaining the women's title against Deonna Purrazzo. LA Knight making waves on SmackDown with the AJ Styles feud. Swerve Strickland still making waves on AEW. And then his tag team, Sting and Darby Allin on 16, retaining the AEW tag titles against the Young Bucks. So, but I think that's Simon's 1 week of big scoring out the window now, given that Sting's retired and, you know, he's going to be on a five person team going forward.
That's quite something. I wasn't like, there's mental the gap that Colin has to Bertie. Like, nearly, was it a 45, 47 point gap?
40, 47, yeah.
Mental. Absolutely mental.
Yeah, again, it just comes down to Colin maybe having hindsight over the rest of the team, you know, being the only guy to select Drew and him having a huge point scoring round in the Elimination Chamber. It was just a mental performance.
Good on him. Well done. What's happening in the Cup, Dave? What's going on there?
So in the Listeners League Cup, the two bottom scorers this week to be eliminated, it's Alan Skinner and Mike Angus on 56 and Adam Kelly and Anthony Fitzpatrick on Scott McLeod's favourite number 44. But one thing to note as well is Ross Brady and Tam McKay, who've been sort of slowly making their way up the ranks throughout the season. They sit the top of the table this week with a combined score of 73, overtaking Mike Nunn and Colin Blackburn, who are currently sitting on 66. But one thing, Jack, I would like to note is Andy Springer and Jonathan Napier. They've been very, very close to elimination, like, since the start of the season. You know, I think they were fourth from elimination in week one, second from the bottom in week two, like, literally one place above elimination last week and this week as well. Like, they're sort of like cats with nine lives here, these two. You know, they're very close to elimination, but they keep hanging on week by week.
They're certainly scraping by, and it seems to be working out for them. Obviously, it means we've got six tag teams going into next week, another two going out. So essentially, we're coming into the quarterfinals right now, aren't we? We're nearly there at that point in the Listeners League Cup. So it's pretty exciting over there.
Yeah, we've got six teams still remaining. Another two is going to go out next week. So by next week, we'll be down to the quarterfinals.
It's looking good, but we'll do our wee kind of discussion topic for this episode. And also with Revolution just going by, I think we should maybe just talk about how AEW is faring up in the draft this season, kind of looking at the AEW points now. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a look over. So 22% of the points this season has been scored by AEW. So that's the second highest, 153.5 points. Overall, with all of AEW's roster combined, that's even without the picks of those AEW superstars that haven't been drafted. They've got 722 points this season, 38.17% of the scoring. So majority of the points scored by every single person competing in AEW is more than the next score, which is Raw. But can I just look at those that have been drafted and where the kind of highest scores are? Mm-hmm. Now, without going on to the shows tab, Dave, or if you've looked at it.
Yeah, I've looked at it already.
The number one score out of every single one hasn't been drafted, and it's a name that we probably wouldn't have thought. Claudio Castagnoli.
Mm. Yeah, I drafted him.
Points.
Yeah, I drafted him last season, and he's outperforming some of AEW's finest in the like of Toni Storm, Jon Moxley, Orange Cassidy, even Samoa Joe, and the Acclaimed as well. Like, that's a pretty... That's the definition of, like, you know, like a solid maybe third or fourth round pick that will get you consistent points throughout. And they did get a win over FTR as well, Blackpool Combat Club, with him and Mox. So I think Claudio has been really racking up some very strong points, all things considered. But out of the selected, it's only half a point ahead of Timeless Tony Storm, who I think was in high demand this season as AEW Women's Champion.
She's having a storm of a season so far. I think you kind of you mentioned that the name as well. Hasn't been drafted this season. Orange Cassidy on 23 points. And when you look at some competitors' choices, I think near enough from every single team. Obviously, we've ourselves with the kind of twofold, what Sami Zayn and Finn Balor. Maybe there's an argument to be made that depending on what happens on Monday, there's maybe good reasons to why we didn't need to take Orange Cassidy. But for example, Stacey and Steven only have Trick Williams on 1 point and Kazuchika Okada on 1 point. Ryan Dalgleish and Gary Kernan, they chose Andrade over Orange Cassidy. Even looking at your team, Dave, like Swerve Strickland over Orange Cassidy, he's only at 12.5 points. Orange Cassidy, 23. LA Knight's only got 15 points. Orange Cassidy, 23. Solo Sikoa, only 8 points. Obviously, I know that some of them was to do with the dice, so that can't really be helped what happens there. But there's a lot of picks that have kind of went before Orange Cassidy that's not scoring as well as him, and that's even with Cassidy losing the belt at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's just plenty of folk that aren't paying much attention to AEW at the minute, given that we're firmly in WrestleMania season, and that's sort of been that tunnel vision that we've had. But you can't sleep on AEW picks, that's for sure. You know, as we said, you know, we pick out the big names, you know, the title defenders, the champions, etc. The Acclaimed, you know, ran amok as part of Team GOAT 1 year, so it doesn't surprise me that they're in high demand as well. But I would like to say, I think Blackpool Combat Club in general has been overlooked, particularly Moxley and Claudio, because I think there's only ever been one case where they've been selected as a tag team, and it might have underperformed. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think that was enough reason to maybe put people off from selecting them, given that, you know, a lot of the focus has been on the outcome of that Continental Classic that we had with the blue and gold groups. So we were just trying to single out names that appeared there. And I think Swerve was probably the most to gain it from out of it. So that's why I think me and Matt went for choosing him, hoping that we'd get a big title win at some point. But yeah, I think Blackpool Combat Club has been slept on for sure. And maybe this will influence some people's decisions post-Mania.
Aye, absolutely. It's definitely something to keep an eye on, because you've got such a long season and you're seeing how many points are being scored by AEW just in general. Look at that top 10 of who's getting the points in AEW here than now, and think, could that happen going on? Because you've got Rampage and Collision. And as you said, Blackpool Combat Club, they can appear in like all three shows near enough. Like the side for Daniel Bryan, I guess he appeared in Dynamite on Wednesday. Yeah. But
I'd avoid Darby Allin, though, because he is going to be climbing Mount Everest in the next few weeks.
He'll be gone. But kind of that, the likes of the Blackpool Combat Club, Orange Cassidy, even though he's not got the title, he's going to be a fixture, isn't he? There's a lot of folk to kind of look out for, I think, in AEW.
But yeah, you've got the four pillars of AEW, but Orange Cassidy's the keystone. Like, he's the guy holding this entire company up.
There's two teams for our draft season that have performed really well with AEW picks, and that's Ross and Gary and Scott and Grant. They have both got 42 points from their AEW picks, which is quickly going through it. Tony Storm and the Young Bucks for Ross and Gary, and then for Scott and Grant, they've got Samoa Joe and the Acclaimed. So they've kind of racked up a lot of good points there, and they're kind of some of the higher scoring ones anyway. So they're certainly showing that even in a WrestleMania season, there's certainly value of taking some AEW picks.
Oh, yeah. You've always got to consider AEW in any season, because it'll give you those points that you didn't expect, and maybe a cheeky title win in some capacity will certainly push you over the edge, even if you're mostly a WWE person like myself. Because, you know, I always try and get at least a couple of AEW picks on my team, just simply because of the fact, you know, it could just pull out a massive surprise out of nowhere, and before you know it, you'll be much further up the table.
Aye, absolutely. Well, certainly something to consider. for next season. When you look at how many AEW picks are scoring well that haven't been picked this season, it's food for thought when we go into next season. But I think we'll leave it there for the day's show, Dave.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
A bit of a tongue twister there. But thank you very much for joining me on this Saturday morning. Hopefully you have a good rest of the day and weekend.
Yeah, same goes to you.
Thank you very much. I hope all you have a fantastic time as well this weekend and enjoy listening to the show. Also check us out on Spotify, iTunes, maybe our podcast, go and listen to us. We've got our Twitter, Suplex Retweet, our Facebook page, Instagram, TikTok. We've got our website. It's got a full back catalogue at eatsleepsuplexretweet.com. If you want to join the Listeners League next season as well, obviously the season does finish at WrestleMania, so it's only a couple of weeks away. Either DM one of the four hosts of me, Ryan, Dave, or Stephen, or just DM any of the social media pages and we can get you involved. There's a nice, lovely WhatsApp community that's used for the Listeners League, and they all seem to have a great laugh with each other. So please come and join if you can. I've been Jack Graham. He's been Dave Hockney. We'll see you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.